Holiday basketball is done. It's time to settle down for region play. We'll get you ready. The High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Glad you're with us this Saturday morning as we kick off the first full week of 2020 high school basketball. Talking Upperman, talking Warren County girls basketball, Cookeville girls basketball too. Plenty more before we're done this hour. First up this morning, the Monterey Wildcats. The boys basketball team won the King of the Smokies Christmas Classic before Christmas, won by an average of almost 15 points per game. Head coach Adam West.
Well, I thought our guys did really well. It was really a good setup for us. Not necessarily going in playing Knox Central our first game, because I had seen those guys on film, and Knox Central was long and athletic and really got up and down the floor. And so we really knew we had to kind of control that a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, sometimes they say the film doesn't do, you know, video doesn't do, TV doesn't do people justice, I guess. And yeah, they're right. Those guys were huge. They were a lot bigger than, of course, you know, they just won the 5A football state championship. So it's not like they're, you know, a slouch in the other aspects of the athletic arena. But anyway, we competed hard in that game, got out with a win with about 13 points, I think. And then we got into our next game, played a team out of Cincinnati Country Day, Ohio, which is a private school up there, and had some great athletic kids and some kids that really shot the ball better than I didn't want to scout on them, really what we saw down there. But we were able to get that one with about a 10-point win, I think. And then last night had a bunch of foul trouble. I think we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 66 fouls called in the game between the two teams, which is an insane number. But, you know, the referees were consistent. They made the same call over and over. So, you know, that's all you can ask as a coach, and you've got to be able to adjust to those moments. And so we were able to, even though we just barely led at half, I didn't think we had a great first half. We turned around in the second half, extended that lead and won by about 22 last night against a team out of Alabama, North Sand Mountain. And so, and they're a team that likes to turn you over. And I had a kid on that team that had scored 62 points in the game. So, you know, we had to do a good job on that kid. Yeah, and we ought to be 11. So I thought, felt like that was a pretty good night for us to do that. So, and he had 39 the other night against the team that he played before us. So, yeah, so obviously he can score the ball. But yeah, we did a good job there. We had some foul trouble and some things that kind of changed. And, a lot of guys saw the floor time because of the way things went. But we weren't smooth the whole night, but in the end, you get a win, and you're just happy to do that sometimes like that.
At the end of the day, it's going to come down to being able to stop some really key players from other teams, and you held a kid who scored 62 and 39 to 11. So I know you, as a coach, have got to be really proud of that defensive effort.
Well, we're just glad that we can get into the best players of the other team and kind of put them on hold a little bit. That's kind of what you mean. You know, everybody tries to do it to us, and we're going to try to do it to other people if we have the opportunity. And hopefully our guys around our night-in, night-out scorers can fill the basket up. And we had that this weekend. We had some guys put points on the board that haven't had to put points on the board. We had Sailors and Billings both put some points up there in the last game, scored double digits. Borjas scored double digits. Silas had a huge – or Randolph had a huge game in our – second one that was really needed, because he had about 18, I think, in that game. So that's what's got to happen for us, is those guys around those guys are going to have to make some points. Like, we expect those guys are still going to get hopefully some points, but our other role guys that are around those, a lot of people call them role players, but really everybody's a role player at this time of year. You know, even the best players that are scoring the most points are your role players too.
How do you feel right now about where you stand heading into this last part of the season?
Well, we know what lies ahead is tough, and I like where we're at. We still got a lot of room for improvement. We just got to get better. Got to continue to get better on the defensive side of the ball, and of course on the offensive side of the ball, and get guys back healthy. We've got a couple of guys kind of, you know, Tucker's gotten, you know, healing back from an ankle, and just get the guys that we think, you know, that as they go along and they're getting these minutes that we've got to continue to grow defensively, which is one of our weaknesses we dealt with earlier in the year, and we're still trying to get better at that. And offensively, just, you know, tighten things up a little bit and kind of play how we're going to play for the downstretch and make it really hard to scout. And that's going to be the key for us as we go go down the row here in this next stretch, which is going to be really tough.
Yeah, and this next stretch you're talking about, you play 13 games here after the New Year's break. 11 of those 13 games are district games, though. So just how big is this stretch?
Well, I think, and most coaches in our conference are going to agree with this, home games are really, really important this year. So winning, you know, trying to win your home court is going to be huge. And then sneaking some of those on the road is going to be another thing that we're going to, you know, people are going to want to do. So anytime you get a road win, that's going to be like worth gold in this conference, because I think home courts are going to be defended pretty well more times than not. And so we're obviously want to steal some of those games if we can and protect our home court for as we go through this stretch.
Monterey scoring almost 76 points per game on average. Peyton West leading scorer for the Wildcats of head coach Adam West.
High School Playbook continues, presented by Mountain Barn Builders, as we talk some White County basketball with head coach Eric Mitchell. How do you feel like you're playing?
We're playing really well. Our defense has really picked up. We're starting to shoot the ball better, and we had a few hiccups, but on the road. But you know, we've straightened that out, and we've got a tough road to go. We got a good group of young men, and they're starting to click, and that's what it's all about.
What do you look for when you're trying to figure out what you want to do for the holidays?
Well, you want to be competitive and play competition to get you ready for the district play. And our girls are going to Portland, Oregon, and playing a Nike tournament out there, and we are going to Pigeon Forge to and it's a really, really good tournament out there, and a lot of good teams from across the country at Pigeon Forge. So we're going to get tested.
You know from personal experience the difficulty of planning these tournaments. Is part of what you're looking for when you decide where you want to go is someone that's going to present a good experience for your players?
Yeah, well, our Sonnet Shootout tournament is we brought it back. This is the 12th year, and we try to get a local teams and a few teams around the state of Tennessee, and we brought Kings Academy in, the private school, and they've got a 7-footer, and Warren County beat them last night. But the after Christmas that we go into, it's part camaraderie, getting the team together, and they stay in the motel and they play video games. It's part vacation, but part also basketball. You want to go win the tournament, and we've got a good tournament to go to, and like I said, play the defending state champ first round.
Where do you feel like your program is right now beyond this team?
Well, it's just carried on tradition. White County's always had a great program, and I've been, this is my 16th year, and we've kind of established a way of basketball, and the kids, I've got great kids. They play hard. They know about the White County tradition, and the fans are great. Our student body's great, and so it's a good state right now, and we've got some good young kids coming. So.
Do you have to educate them at all about what it means to play for White County and put that jersey on, or do they hear it
I've always said we're a one-horse town, so one high school, one middle school, so they learn it growing up, and it's really awesome to see, and they want to have the maroon and gray on, and it's just a great feeling and a great place to play, Roysville Gymnasium. Like I said, great fans, so you reiterate it along the way, but they know it. So, I mean, and that's what's awesome about Sparta.
That's one of the neat things I think about Kelly Harper's story is, and she has said in so many interviews of that, you walk in that gym and it's special.
It is, and you got the banners hanging on the wall, and it's, a double, seats on the bottom, seats on the top, and it's an old gym, and a lot of tradition, and it's a hard place to play for the opponents, and it's so loud when in a game, it's just exciting to be a part of.
I can't tell you how many coaches over the years have said there's not a place louder that you'll ever walk into, that's got to help you as a coach knowing that your fans are doing that and making it hard on the opponent.
Yeah, it is, and I've played single A at Pickett County, and then I've coached there, I coached double A over in Loudoun, I've coached AAA, and you know, the small schools are loud, but Sparta is a bigger gym, and there's a lot more people, and it's just when it gets rocking, there's not a sound like it across the state.
Talking White County basketball with Eric Mitchell. Where does your basketball philosophy come from?
You know, I thank my dad. He coached me, and, you know, he won girls state in 77, and, you know, we won it in 90 with the boys. So it comes from, you know, it comes from him predominantly and, you know, pieced together by, you know, great coaches along the way, you know, that I've watched on TV. So, you know, but I try to keep it simple and, you know, and try to, you know, we try to do the same things every year, and that's kind of where it comes from.
If you were describing what your beliefs are, what would you say?
well, it's kind of hard. We want to do things the right way, and it's more about the kids today, you know, in this generation. And you know, well, I'm an offensive minded guy. We like to run and shoot the three. Now the game's kind of evolved, so I guess that would be we're working really hard to get better defensively, and we have. But you know, we want to get up and go and shoot the three and that kind of thing. So I guess that would be the simplest way.
Is it tough for an offensive minded guy to want to spend a lot of time on defense?
It is tough, you know. If you win 86-80, you know, I mean, but no, you have to do it these day and age, you know, and the game's really changed over the course of the, you know, the last 10 years or so, and the three ball's dominant, you know, and there's not a lot of dominant centers that I've seen.
The center is almost out of basketball.
It is. I mean, everybody's stepping away from the basket, and you know, we got a 6'7" Michael Webster who can step away, but you know, Cade Clark, who's here today, he's a stretch four. You know, he's about 6'4", and he can play inside, he can play outside, and you know, then we got Grant Slanton who can do the same. He's predominantly outside. Then I've got some really good guards: Mason Winningham, Kagan Dodson, and Austin Burchett's. All here today. So, you know, we got a good core group of guys. And in the game, you know, we try to spread you out and go by you and penetrate and kick and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
do you ever worry about, because of that style, those games when you're not on, the shots not falling?
Oh, yeah, and we've had one this year down at Coffee County. But and you just got to find ways to win. And you know, we've played a tough schedule. We went to Walker Valley, and they're one of the top teams in that region, in our region. And then we played Siegel already. We got them again. So, but yeah, when you're not hitting, you got to find ways to win. And hopefully our defense picks that up.
White County coach Eric Mitchell with us. We'll come back, talk to some of the Warriors as we come back with a high school playbook. White County Warriors with us as we talk high school basketball, getting ready for the core of the schedule.
Yeah, I've always been taught that, you know, there's four parts to the season. The first part before Christmas, then the district play, and then the postseason. And we finished the first part at 5-3, and now we're in the tournament part, and we're 2-0, and getting ready to play in the championship against Warren County tonight. So, yeah, you try to piece that together and get ready for district play.
Who'd you bring with you today?
I have Kagan Dodson. He's our point guard. I have Cade Clark. He's kind of our 4/5 guy. Austin Burchett, who got injured last night. He's kind of our 3/4 guy. Mason Winningham, he's our 2-guard, shooting guard. And then Grant Slanton is our he plays the 3 and plays a little bit everywhere. So they all play a little bit everywhere. So good group of young men.
Kagan, so what's your assessment of this White County team so far?
I think we're really good. This is the best year, I think, since I've been in high school that this team's been. And when we play good and get out in transition, we're probably the best team that I've seen.
You like to run up and down?
Yes, I love that. That's my favorite part, is just the running part.
Are you an offensive or defensive guy?
I would say I'm more of a defensive guy.
So when somebody's going to line up next to you and get your best defensive effort, what are they going to think after the game? What are they going to say about you?
They're going to think they don't want to dribble anymore.
I like it. I like it. Cade, for you, what's the biggest thing that you've tried to work on in the offseason?
I like getting my players open. I like dishing the ball and, you know, assists. That's when I like getting assists.
Now, see, that's not something you hear very often. Everybody wants to score, but you...
Well, I'd tell you, I'd like to score. I like to score, too, but I really like getting my players open for a better shot.
So when you look at the stats after a game, what do you want to see on your stat line? What makes you think you've had a good game?
I like rebounds and assists are my biggest, and free throws. I want to hit my free throws when I go to the line.
So what do you want your rebound number to be?
I want at least 10 rebounds a game.
Okay, assists? What are you looking for?
I want at least 10 assists. I want a 10-10.
10-10, and free throws percentage?
Oh, I'd at least want to shoot for 75%.
75? Nothing wrong with that. I was telling somebody recently that when I was a kid watching North Carolina basketball, there was a guy named Warren Martin, and he shot, Coach, you may remember him, but he shot 86% from the free throw line, and he was considered a poor free throw shooter.
Yeah.
It's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Austin, where does this team need to get better?
I'd say defense for sure because our man-to-man on the help side and stuff, I feel like we need to get better at that and scoring a little bit more. We need to get a little better at that.
What are you not doing better in the man-to-man?
Help side, I'd say. And, like, we're rotating better than we were at the beginning of the year, I'd say. But I'd say help sides are one thing we really need to work on in man-to-man.
Is that a communication thing that needs to get better?
Yeah, communication.
So, Mason, as you look at your game, what was your goal coming into this season? Where did you want to be better from the end of last year to now?
I wanted to be a lot stronger. I felt like I was kind of weak last season, getting pushed around too much. So hit the weight room and just wanted to get better overall too. Shooting.
How much time were you spending in the weight room in the offseason?
About two, three days a week. Every day just doing different things, arms, legs, and getting everything done.
For this basketball season to end up where you want it to be, and that's at the Murphy Center, right? What do you got to do?
We got to play team ball. Those games where we go solo sometimes, and you can tell when we play bad like that, and I believe we just all got to work together and work as a team and get a win.
It's interesting, Grant, because in some ways you think of basketball as an individual sport, but it's really not. You got to have the team part to be successful.
Yes, sir. That's what we're really trying to work on right now, just moving the ball, communicating, as we said, on defense. And we're coming together. I really think we are. So.
Where has your game gotten better?
My game's probably gotten better on the offensive end, just being stronger at the basket. Like Mason said, getting in the weight room, just getting stronger, not being pushed around and stuff like that. So that's probably where I've improved the most.
How important is practice in terms of getting better?
Practice is very important. That's where we go over all our plays. We learn everything in practice. We learn what we did wrong from the night before or what we're doing well right now. So practice is definitely a huge part in the season.
Mason, then, is it one of those things that you got to challenge those younger guys to help you get better?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Always trying to push the freshmen to push us and trying to get them better, too, as we got to get better, too.
Are you seeing them get better?
They'll slowly get stronger and better as the season goes on, the year goes on. Because when they first got to middle school, it's kind of like a whole new world for them.
Austin, do you remember that feeling?
Oh, yeah. You can probably ask Coach. I used to play defense like crazy. Whenever, beginning of the year, I had to play against like Pierce.
Crazy good or crazy bad?
It depends on who you ask. But I had a guard like Pierce and them, and I was just always had to play defense. It was rough. Yeah, they didn't really like me that much. But
Cade, what is the challenge for playing for Coach?
Well,
anything you say here can't be held against you.
The struggle,
you said? The challenge. Like, what's going to make him mad?
Oh, that wouldn't be very hard to say. You give up a defensive rebound, you're definitely going to get chewed out or put on the bench one. Shooting with about three or four guys on you, that'll probably get you a little chewed out also. Those are probably the two most.
That's kind of interesting, Keegan, because you guys want to move the ball up and down the floor, but it's still about taking a good shot, isn't it?
Right. It's definitely about taking a good shot, because without a good shot, then
I mean, nothing's going to happen, especially on offense, because that's kind of what you need. But I think we just – every time we get in transition, though, it's usually a good shot. We usually don't have any bad shots in transition. We're usually pretty smart about that part.
Coach, did they size it up correctly?
They did. I think they may have stretched a little white lie on the weight room part, but but no, they're a good group of guys. I mean, and they do take good shots most of the time. Grant hits a lot of tough shots, but he makes them. So, you know, for the most part, this group has been together for a couple years now, and the sky's the limit for them. You know, like I said, we've had a hiccup or two, but you know, they're improving every day. Our defense has been really good the last couple games, and it started, as Grant said, in practice a couple days ago. So, you know, but we got a tough road. I mean, we got Warren County tonight, and then Bearden. So, you know, they're gonna get tested. And Austin's, I think he's out. Our trainer told us for a couple games with his shoulder. He fell on his shoulder last night, and so you know, we'll have to pick him up and when we get out. But we want to be their best in February. So, you know, that's what these guys have been the last couple years. And we hope to look – there's no remedy for that, but that's what we want to be.
Austin Burchett, Grant Slatton, Cade Clark, Keegan Dodson, Mason Winningham, head coach Eric Mitchell of the White County Warriors. Good luck the rest of the way. We look forward to talking to you as we move through the season.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having us.
Jamie Gillies and the Cookeville Cavaliers spending some time with us on the High School Playbook. We are presented by Mountain Barn Builders. I want to start – with two daughters on the team. Is that hard?
Yes.
What's the hardest part?
Well, I've got a freshman, Jordan Gillis, who's playing, and then my sophomore is Bailey. So, I mean, the hardest part, I guess, well, there's a lot of things that's complicated, you know? So we've got the part that we talk as coach and player, and then there's times when they're like, can we just talk to you as our mom right now? And so we have mom and daughter time. So, you know, I guess it basketball never ends for them, even in the car ride home, on the way home. I mean, because my husband also helps me coach. So we are watching film, talking about the game, talking about the next game all the time. And I feel like they probably don't ever feel like they can get away from it.
See, I would have thought the hardest part was – you're on the bus, you're going to the game, and are you seeing things as a coach or are you seeing things as a mom?
Well, I do my very best to see things as a coach, and I have always prided myself in the fact that I play the best players and who's going to help us win, and recently moved Jordan into the starting lineup, and that was a tough decision because she is my daughter, but at the same time, she deserves to be there, in my opinion, and in my assistant coach's opinion. So I probably drive Coach Vassell and Coach Hannah Ledbetter nuts all the time because I'm asking for reassurance all the time, and they're very good because they're honest with me, and they tell me the things that I need to hear in regards to that. So it makes it hard sometimes between my two daughters too, with, you know, this one got to play more, this one scored more, or, you know, so it's just typical teenage girl stuff, but it's hard to turn it off from coach and mom sometimes.
But so again, though, if you're on the bus and they're talking what teenage girls talk about, and I mean, do you just try to tune it out? And
oh yeah, well I hear all of that,
right.
Yeah. And we don't take a bus, which is odd, but we do all ride down together in different vans, and so it's funny because my girls never get in my van. They don't ever want to ride with me.
That's how they deal with it. Okay,
so,
there you go.
And but the other girls that do ride with me talk to me about, you know, everything, and so we are a very, very close-knit group. I have said it over and over all summer and even, you know, up until now, this is just the best group of kids that I have ever been around. They do things on their own. Last night we got to the gym an hour before, and we're looking around and said, where's the girls? And I went in the locker room. They're all just sitting around talking and laughing, and they just enjoy being around each other, and they hang out outside of basketball. And so I know all of them on a social level. They're at my house. My kids go to their house. So it's a really fun group. So they share a lot.
You know, Jamie, it's interesting because seemingly every coach – that's on this show talks about the role of chemistry in excellent basketball?
Oh, I think it's at the top of the list. Just how you can see each other, you know, what kind of teammate you are, and I'm very fortunate with this group because they are great kids off the floor, and that makes my job so much easier when I don't have to worry about outside factors. I can just worry about coaching basketball.
Is that even more the case because they are teenagers and we all were there and we all remember how you stopped liking this person for a time and cliques and all of that, of managing that part of the interpersonal and the team part of the
right, and you have to realize these girls spend so much time together. You know, a lot of them have classes together, and then, you know, we have strength class together, so they're all together at school, and then we're, you know, riding together to games, and then we're at ball games together, and it's just they spend a lot of time together. So there's some times when I know from my girls, they're like, we just have to get away. We just need a minute, you know, to get away from everybody, because there are those teenage conflicts. But this group just does a really good job of pulling it back together, and you know, they separate for a little while and then they just come back together. So
all right, let's talk some X's and O's. Where are you as a basketball team right now?
Well, I'm happy where we are right now. We're I think 8-3. We lost to Riverdale, who's powerhouse every year. We've lost to Cleveland, who's great. We lost them by 2 and had it tied with 4 seconds to go, and they made a free throw to beat us. I think we lost by 1, actually. And then we lost last night to Westmoreland, who is extremely talented and great defensive team. So, and we've got some really good wins, too. So I feel like, you know, we're right where I want us to be, you know, going into the Christmas break. And I feel like we're playing good. We've still got some things we've got to figure out offensively. We're struggling to score here lately, and we've got to figure some things out. I play a whole bunch of kids, so just trying to work out who plays together best. And, you know, I'm still working on that as a coach and watching film and trying to figure out where we are. But I'm really excited. The one good thing about our district, we don't start play until January. So we haven't seen anybody in our district. So we kind of have some time to work the kinks out. And I feel like that's what we're doing right now.
It's so hard. And we have several schools in the Upper Cumberland that have to play. It seems like the season starts and then a week later they're playing a game. That has to be so difficult. It has to be such an advantage for you to not have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing those games that quick, but just not district play. So
yeah,
we have some time to work it out. And it's a benefit. There's only 5 teams in our district. I kind of wish we had a larger district, just maybe 1 or 2 more teams, just to kind of because sometimes it's hard to schedule games because so many other teams are 7-8 team districts and they don't have the games to give you. So scheduling gets a little bit difficult. But no, I like the fact that we and I try to play really tough competition leading into district play, just so we can kind of know what to expect and get ready for what we're going to see in January.
Jamie Gillis is the head coach at Cookeville High as we're on the high school playbook. What is kind of your scheduling philosophy? How do you try to approach it?
Well, we work with the boys team, and, you know, we just got a new boys coach in Josh Hurd, and he is awesome. And so last year I made the schedule with Coach Bray, and so we just had to really just sit down and talk about, you know, and at this point it was trying to find teams to play because, like I said, a lot of teams don't have open games on their schedule, and so just trying to find teams, and we didn't really try to shy away from anybody. I definitely want to play the best. That's why I started my season with Lebanon and Riverdale, and they're two top teams in AAA, and so we like I said, I feel like if you're going to be the best, you got to play the best, and that's what we want to get to.
Head coach Jamie Gillis is with us. Who'd you bring along to visit with?
Well, I got my whole team here, most of them actually, but KK Graves is going to talk to you a little bit, and then Katie Dunaway is beside her. I got senior Cassie Shope, junior Liv Shipman, and senior injured guard Julie Dunaway.
So KK said she wanted the hardest question, so we're going to go with her first. No, I'm just kidding. Where do you feel like this basketball team, what have you done so far that has pleased you as a player?
Well, I feel like we're starting to play together. and we did good the summer, and then now we're back and playing well.
What do you get from the summer experience? Because that may be new to a lot of fans that when they played high school basketball, you didn't do as much of that. What goes on in the summer?
Well, we had a few new players come, and so it's kind of different, but I feel like we came together real quick.
And you're getting a chance to play several games in a day, right, in those summer workouts that you're doing?
Yes.
Is there something specifically that you try to work on in those situations to get better? Or is it just the experience of playing other people?
Well, after a game, the next game, try to get my energy back and not play tired.
Katie, how do you assess your game right now? What do you like? What do you not like? Where do you want to get better?
How I assess my game is I just take one game at a time. You know, I'll learn from my mistakes or what I did good in one game and take that to the next. Right now, I feel like I need to be more vocal on the court and just being confident.
When you say vocal, do you mean loud and ordering people around, or do you just mean you need to step up more?
Step up more. Not really order people around, but just kind of right now we just need to, like, we have a ton of people, but we need a leader. So just kind of step up and try to be that person, you know, get our team going.
Is that hard for you as a person? Are you kind of quiet as a person? Is it hard for you to be
That's
a leader?
That's definitely hard. With Julie being hurt, Julie's usually our vocal one this year, this summer. And with her being hurt, you know, we've kind of been at a loss with that. So that's definitely not really my personality. I'm kind of quiet. So stepping up is a kind of a big deal. But
so let's let Julie kind of speak for herself, because I think what she said is you're basically obnoxious.
Yeah, I can be.
Did you
I really
that?
Can. Yeah. I talk a lot, and I'm really vocal, and I'm not shy at all. So that's how me and Katie are really different. We have different personalities that way.
How hard is it to be hurt?
It's so hard, but, you know, my roles have changed. Now I'm the encourager and the uplifter. So I like that because I like interacting with the girls, and, like, I like the feeling of helping them and lifting them up, but it's just really hard not being out there.
Do you see things on the bench watching that are new to you that, you know, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know this player would react in that way? Things that you might not have seen before?
Well, I've never been on a team that has been, like, so for each other before. So just seeing the reactions of, like, the girls when somebody does something good, even if somebody's not getting a lot of playing time that game, they're still super excited. We're all for each other. I mean, one of the girls got hurt last night, and the bench was, like, jumping up and, like, you know, cheering them on. And that's just something I've never been on a team that's been like that before.
How do you keep your emotions in check from the standpoint of knowing you can't be out there tonight when you walk into a gym?
Really, I just focus on just being there for the team if they need me, if they have questions. You know, sometimes the freshmen ask me, how do I do this play? So I really focus on trying to be there for them and just kind of be vocal, get the bench going, cheer the girls on while they play.
Visiting with the Cookeville Cavaliers at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. So, Liv, when did you start playing basketball?
I was young. It was at Dr. Doom Camp. I was around 5 or 6.
What was it that drew you to the game?
My mom used to play. And so we started Pee Wee. And ever since then, I've been wearing her jersey.
Is there a is there a battle between you and her?
Sometimes, because she's very competitive. Oh. But, yeah.
So is she checking stats and saying, you know, I would have gotten 19
yeah.
in this game?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. What do you think your strengths are as a basketball player?
I think that I see the court well. And I shoot the ball very good,
They're all sitting here saying you shoot well. And I would think that'd be the first thing you'd want to say, right?
Yeah.
So you shoot well?
Yeah.
You practice a lot?
We practice a lot, yes.
But do you individually practice shooting?
Yes.
I think we've hit on a sore subject. So let's let Cassie jump into that one. Do you practice a lot, Cassie?
Yes, we practice all the time. But we're always getting better, so it's not a negative aspect.
Is it difficult to get everything done when you're playing a couple of times a week and you're practicing and you got schoolwork and you want to have a social life? Is it?
Oh, definitely. This morning I was actually trying to catch up on all my laundry, just trying to get everything together. But it's a hard balance, but, you know, it's so worth it for the friendships that we have on this team.
What have you learned from balancing it all?
I hope that I've developed good time management skills and just, like, priorities, really, in life, where my priorities should be. So
everybody's talking about team and chemistry and liking each other. Have you been on teams before where you didn't like each other?
Yes. There's been some teams that it's just been hard for everyone to just kind of play the same game and get in the same mindset. But this team's just different. This year, we're all just one.
Katie, how does that help you when you get on the court and everybody is one?
It helps a lot. For me personally, I get in my head, you know, if I make a mistake or something, and just the court on the bench, the whole team in general, everybody's just lifting you up, like, all right, next play. Our new saying is, so what, now what? So just having everybody on the team for you, and, you know, it's not a me game, it's a five people playing as one, and that's just the best feeling.
KK, you want to get better, but you've also got to have a short memory. You don't want to let a bad play kind of linger on and affect you play after play, right?
Yeah. Well, if you make a bad play, like turnover or something, go back and get a steal or just a good defensive play.
Do you see this Cookeville basketball team ready to make a run come February and March?
Yeah, I feel like we started out people not thinking, you know, that it's just Cookeville, whatever. But I feel like we're showing people otherwise.
Coach, you got some characters here.
Yes, sir, I do.
I mean, you guys could be like a reality show. But that's important, isn't it? Isn't it important for to have all of these different personalities and bring them all together and
it's
family?
It's so great. And, you know, I see 6-7 more girls sitting over there, and if they came over here and talked to you, you'd be saying the same thing. Like, they are so fun, and they make it interesting. They make it hard for me to stay mad, which I guess may be their plan.
Is that true? Can you guys get her to stop being mad? Yeah, they're nodding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
So the same question for you. Can this team make a run?
Oh, absolutely. I think we can. I think, we, like I said earlier, we've got some things we've got to work out. And this team is so coachable and willing to change things that, you know, maybe that we've been doing that are not working. And so we've got to go back to the drawing board on some things. And they're very smart. They're a smart group of kids that I can say, okay, now we're going to move forward. We're going to move past that. We're going to do something different. And they'll pick up right where we are and die trying, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Well, we can't wait to see what comes of January and February as we move into a brand new year. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. And anytime, we love coming on your show and talking to you about our team. So we appreciate your support.
Cookeville Lady Cavaliers, led by head coach Jamie Gillis, KK Graves, Katie Dunaway, Cassie Shope, Liv Shipman, Julie Dunaway with us at Chick-fil-A.
Upperman coach Dana McWilliams as the high school playbook continues, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 12-2 are the Bees heading into this weekend. Got a couple of wins at the Palm Coast Classic down in Florida before Christmas, then went up to Greenville, competed in a very, very tough tournament. And Coach McWilliams saw some of her young ladies step up and contribute.
Well, yeah, you know, Abigail Johnson has had big games for us. I think she's had a double-double. Her and Jayla both have had a double-double as freshmen. And, you know, Abigail's had multiple games with 12 rebounds and, or, you know, maybe 10 or more. And, you know, it's tough to come in as a freshman and do those things. But both those players, you know, have have really done a great job for us this season so far. And, also, we've got, you know, Anna Grace McClain, who's came off the bench for us and really been a spark for us also.
Segueing into Abigail, that was actually my next question. She's really provided your team with a solid presence in the paint. How much harder is it to stop this team when you've got her playing well in the paint?
Well, you know, we're learning how to utilize that post game, and we're becoming better passers in the post, and she's getting better every day. Just knowing she does a really good job of getting position and knowing what to do, and she's becoming a pretty good passer out of the post too. So, you know, it's going to definitely benefit us when we've got a really good guard play out there, and to add that to our weapon is really positive for our team.
Tori Brooks is the next player I want to talk about, because she's just had games where she's lit it up from three on the scoreboard, specifically against Menendez and North Marion. How important are those threes to stretching out the opposing defense?
Well, they're very important. You know, Tori's shooting about 45% on the season, which is an incredible percentage, and she's a great shooter. And you know, for her to hit, you know, she's probably hit 7-8 threes, I don't know, crazy amount of times in her career for me thus far. And she has, you know, she hit 11 last year in a game, and she's just one of those kids. When she gets going, you know, she's solid, and she shoots it really deep. She's this tournament this week, she's made a lot of deep threes for us. So, you know, it definitely stretches the defense for us.
So, speaking of these tournaments, what purpose in your eye do these tournaments have for your team?
Well, you know, we went to the tournament in Florida, and, you know, that's a good time for some team bonding and just kind of getting to know each other a little bit better and spend some quality time together. And I think that really helps. And then the tournament here in Greenville that we're in now, you know, there's a lot of great competition, and, you know, it's a good tournament atmosphere to be in. Maybe hopefully will prepare you for postseason.
Is getting that consistent repetition on court because you're playing so many games, is that kind of helping your team out a lot?
Well, you know, I don't know. We've not been able to practice very much. So we were gone about 6 days to Florida, and we came home for 3 days, which we didn't have a chance to practice because it was Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And so we came back and played again on the 26th. So we've had 1 day of practice. We've actually had 2 days of practice probably since December 15th. So that's a little bit tough for us. We're definitely going to be happy to get back into a routine where we can get some practice.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Reagan, because she's been just electric scoring the ball all year. What's made her so successful?
Well, she's such an incredible athlete. Her basketball just keeps getting better and better. She's had a great season so far, but, you know, it's nothing new for us. You know, she started for me since her freshman year, and, you know, I definitely think you've not seen her full potential. She's got great speed. She understands the game. She knows how to play. So, I mean, I think you're just going to see better and better from her.
What's that journey been like from her freshman year to now? I know you've said she started since day one, but what has that journey for you and her been?
Well, she's matured a lot as a player. You know, she's young. When she started as a freshman, of course, that was our championship in 2018. She had her older sister, Riley, and Akira both playing with her. So, you know, she was a little bit more of a role player then, and then last year she stepped up and took a bigger role, and it's kind of fallen the same this year. You know, her game is just evolving. She's become a very good three-point shooter. She's shooting over 40% also from the three-point line, which she's added that to her game over the past couple seasons. And, you know, she just gained some strength, and, you know, she's so quick to get to the basket, and she finishes really good around the rim. So we've just watched her get better and better every year, and I think you're going to see even better as the next year comes around.
Head coach Russell Tays of the York Institute Dragons with us at Chick-fil-A. Early on in the year, Coach Tays saw a basketball team that was more about the members than the cohesive group. But as the season has worn on and through this holiday period, Coach says he's happy with what he's seen the past 2 weeks, coming together.
Absolutely. You know, it. You know, there's a price. You know, when you're playing some of these younger guys or trying to, you know, they're going to make mistakes. The competition level is going to be a shock to them, and they're either going to have to really, step up their intensity and their understanding of what's going on. If they expect to be able to get in and play, and we got several kids that we're trying to work in right now that are younger kids and experienced kids, and we're just, like I said, trying to work them in where we can, and I think some of them are seeing, you know, what their deficits are and what kind of effort they're going to have to put forth when they do get out there, and then we've got a couple right now that are. We've got a lot of hope in because they're kind of stepping up and maturing up and being able to come in and give us some good minutes. And we've actually got, you know, a couple, three more that we're hoping will be able to step up and make the adjustment and be able to come in and give us some good minutes as we go along.
You've got the Sergeant York Invitational coming up this weekend. Just talk about the teams that you've got coming in.
It's a tournament that our community really has gotten behind. Our community loves it. This is a basketball community up here. And when Philip Hall decided to sponsor and get this tournament going, it was just a great idea. He does a good job also of filling the tournament out and getting some good strong teams in it. I don't know a whole lot about some of the teams. I know Clay County's in it. Clay County boys, they've got a really well-coached team, a strong fundamental team. You got Northview Academy, Redbird Christian, Red Bowling Springs is in it. And, you know, they've got a strong group with their post player inside who's really tough, hard to handle. We ourselves are playing Washburn, and we also have Cloudland in it. So it's a strong tournament, and I think it's going to be a really good one for us in our community. You know, we'll have a pretty good turnout. You know, there'll be a lot of people come in and attend the tournament. So we're looking forward to it, and it's a good chance. We won it one time and come in second once. So, you know, we want to try to come in this week and have a good strong week and win this tournament at home. To finish up a good holiday break we've had here.
What kind of purpose does a kind of tournament like this serve your team?
Well, I've always looked at it this way. It's a thing that is going to test your team's, you know, physical endurance. It's going to test their mental endurance to come in and play back-to-back-to-back nights. That kind of gives you it's going to be similar to what you'll see at the end of the year. And I like doing it because, again, our guys are, you know, really have to step up physically and be able to compete whenever they're tired, maybe a little sore muscles and things of that nature. And also, you know, when you get tired, a lot of times that has effect on your mental focus. As the old saying goes, you know, fatigue makes cowards out of us all. But to me, it's going to be very valuable for us to be able to mentally, show some toughness and to be able to come out 3 days against some good competition and play and do the things that we need to do to win. So I really like doing these 3-day tournaments like this, and I just think it's a good test for your team hopefully down the road it's going to make us better and pay off later in the season.
Roger Meadows, Noah Smith coming together for this York Institute Dragons team as they get set for district play.